Rush Your Rush is brought to you by NowAbet.com, the home of sports betting.
From the sky to the sea, to the air that we breathe.
So here it is, the first semi-final of the 2018 World Cup. Griezmann with the corner, kicking Umtiti! Arriving on the near post, there's the breakthrough. It's Samuel Umtiti for France. And France now can sniff the World Cup final. Everything going through Hazard. Flick back to him by Lukaku. Long range of Witzel, blocked away by Lloris, who had to watch that. It was swerving. And the Tottenham goalkeeper got it away. Tolisso! Another save from Courtois. And it is over. Allez les Bleus! All the way to the World Cup final. Brave Belgium eliminated.
And so France is back in the World Cup final for the first time since Zinedine Zidane's headbutt in 2006. 12 years after one of soccer's most infamous moments, Samuel Umtiti used his head to score from a corner kick in the 51st minute and end France's 1-0 victory over Belgium in the first of the All-European semi-finals. The French players danced on the field after the final whistle and shook the hand of Thierry Henry, who helped Le Bleu win the World Cup in 1998. And is now Belgium's assistant coach. France will face either Croatia or England in the final on Sunday in Moscow. Well, 20 years ago, Didier Deschamps held the World Cup aloft as France captain in Paris, the very first time anyone had done so for his country. And on Sunday, Deschamps can do so once again, but this time as the managerial mastermind behind the success, potentially becoming the first man since Franz Beckenbauer in 1990 to do both. Contrast that high Deschamps had in the French capital with the disappointment he experienced. He and France were stunned in the European Championship final on home soil by Eder and Portugal. But since then, Deschamps has been able to regenerate what was an aging side. So congratulations to France. Will they go on and win the trophy? We have to wait and find out what happens on Sunday. Well, reactions are following yesterday's game. Let's first hear from the Belgian coach, Roberto Martinez.
I think, unfortunately for us, the difference is just a dead ball situation, a set play. The game was, as you could imagine, very close, very tight, and it was going to be decided into maybe the one that he could find that final touch in the box, or he could get a little bit of luck in front of goal. I thought the attitude, the effort of the players was magnificent. Because you couldn't ask any more. You need to be understandable that in football, one team wins and the other one loses. But if you're going to lose in any other way, is the way that our players did it. Giving everything and always until the last second, almost pushing for every single corner to try to get back into the game.
Well, Manchester United coach Jose Mourinho believes that some of the Belgian players did not rise up to the big occasion on the night.
Many of other players, they kept hiding, and a little bit more in the last 20-25 minutes, but they are much better than that. And for big occasions, big players, and many of the players, they were not there in the big occasion. France was good on the basic things of the game. They defended well, they were compact. They scored a goal that probably is Fellaini, the last match, the last man to touch it. But they score and then they try to control the game, which basically they did.
For former England international Rio Ferdinand, the French team simply covered up every area as much as the Belgians tried.
Set pieces have decided many a game in this tournament, and the importance was showed here. But Mbappe was great, but also Pogba. He showed why he went for so much money. He's disciplined, which he's been called out for beforehand, seems to have come into play. He seems to like he has an understanding about his game and maturity in his game, not just today, but throughout his tournament. He's grown and grown and grown. And then he emerged out of this game as the midfielder on the pitch this game, and Varane as well. I think he's been fighting for fitness consistently over the last 3 or 4 years. But now this season, won the Champions League with Real Madrid, and he was immense.
Well, what's there to be said once again? Didier Deschamps himself has hailed the character of his young team after that lone goal win against Belgium. He said it was exceptional, and he was very happy for his players. For goalscorer Umtiti, the win had come on the back of the work of the entire team. A lot of pride, he said, and I'm sure that Umtiti will be celebrating that goal. The man who's originally from Yaoundé, Cameroon, probably never thought that he would score the goal that would send his adopted country into the final. Well, the France-Belgium game is history right now. Up next is England versus Croatia. What a rush.
NairaBet Up Your Paddy. It's a feature that allows customers to transfer funds from one NairaBet account to another. To use this feature, all you have to do is input the receiver's username and amount to transfer. For more info, log on to www.nairabet.com.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
Oh, what a feeling. Look what we've overcome. Oh, I'm gonna wave away my flag.
Well, yesterday you heard from a host of players on their expectations. Today, Dyer saying it looked like the right time for England to win the World Cup, but they must first cross the hurdle called Croatia, who have been at this stage only once and have never played in a World Cup final. Well, Dejan Lovren has hit out at the suggestion that he could be scared of facing Harry Kane when Croatia take on England tonight. Gareth Southgate's Three Lions meet Croatia at Luzhniki Stadium for the right to take on France in the final. Kane, who still leads the Golden Boot standings with 6 goals, gave Lovren a torrid time at Tottenham's 4-1 Premier League win over Liverpool last October, in which the centre-back was substituted before half-time. Lovren recovered from his poor run of form to play a crucial part for the Reds, reaching the Champions League final and claiming a fourth-place finish in a tough flight. And the centre-back was far from pleased when the reporter asked if he was worried about the prospect of another meeting with Harry Kane. And here's what he said: "I don't know what to say in response," he said at the news conference. "It's completely irrelevant, that one defeat against Spurs." I mean, he was really furious. Why the reporter should ask him that sort of question? Some reporters, though. What a rush. Well, let's hear from coach Gareth Southgate, who admits it's not going to be an easy task to overcome Croatia today, but his lads can do it.
"We are enjoying the journey. We came here to enjoy our football. We have all the way through been one of the youngest teams in the tournament, the least experienced team in the tournament. But we were never quite sure how far this team could go. And the age of the players, the improvement in the players, the hunger in the players has been apparent for everybody to see. We're really proud in the style that we've played, with the intelligence that we've played, and that we've performed under pressure and dealt with difficult situations in games where we've had to wait until the last minute to score, we've had to recover from conceding in the last minute, we've been through extra time, penalties. So we've made several pieces of history. Biggest win in a tournament for England, first knockout win for 10 years, first quarter-final win for longer. So we're just looking to keep breaking those barriers down, and it's really been an enjoyable journey. We want to keep it going."
That game goes down 7 p.m. Nigerian time as well, and the odds are out on NairaBet.com. A Croatia win is set at 3.45, a draw set at 3, while an England win is set at 2.25, plus 199 more options, all at NairaBet.com. It means that the bookies think that England are the favorites going into this one. What about you? Do you think that England are the favorites? Well, it's up to you to put your money where your mouth is. What a rush. All right, in other news, the chairman of the Central Council of Muslims in Germany, Ayman Maziek, has said the German FA President Reinhard Grindel and Germany General Manager Oliver Bierhoff should resign after their statements on Mesut Ozil following the team's shock World Cup elimination. Arsenal midfielder Ozil was embroiled in controversy ahead of the tournament when he and Germany teammates Ilkay Gundogan, both of Turkish origin, had their picture taken with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And while the DFB said in the build-up to the World Cup that the situation was not a problem, Grindel has since urged Ozil to explain his meeting with Erdogan to fans. and Beer have suggested that the row should have been enough to disqualify Ozil from the team. And Magic says putting the boot in is punished with a red card in sports, and Beerhoff and Grindel must step down if they have not learned anything else in their long career than you lose as Ozil instead of you lose as a team. Is he making sense? Fans of the German media have also hit out at the DFB, calling on Beerhoff to resign for not protecting Ozil against criticisms from the far right. Germany defender Jerome Boateng told reporters as well that it was not acceptable to single out Ozil for the blame. Ozil certainly has a lot of defense in this one. We'll monitor situations in Germany to see how it goes. Certainly, failure has no friends. What a sad rush.
Hello? I would like to tell you about NairaBet.com, Africa's most popular sport betting company. The reason why they be Africa's most popular, they very simple.
They have bumper bonuses, guaranteed, same day payout, 24 hours customer service, and they go even teach you how to play and win. Now you fit play in the shop, through your phone, or online. And guess what? You fit start here now.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
All right, time to go this morning as we count down to another night of explosive World Cup action. Who will join France, England or Croatia? Don't dawdle. Make sure you're on www.narabet.com. Well, back home in Nigeria, it's the ongoing brouhaha. We hear that the rival parties were in court yesterday and the case between the NFF and Ambassador Chris Guwa has been adjourned until September. Well, what would FIFA do between now and then? We keep our fingers crossed. For now, they are focused on the World Cup with three more matches to be played. That's right, today's semi-final, the third place playoff, and of course the final. Until tomorrow morning, make sure you put your money where your mouth is. I'm the Mighty George. Spasiba. What a rush.
We all are one voice, one heart, one soul. Once we set that goal, you know we gonna score.
Russia Rush was brought to you by NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.